When you come, you come for cock. That's all that turns you on. It's all you can think about. Thick throbbing cock. Heavy balls. It's so erotic. It arouses you like nothing else. You feel so gay now. So homosexual. And every time you come for cock, those feelings grow stronger. Every time you come for cock, you become a little more gay. And you like it. You want those feelings to be stronger, deeper and more intense. That's why you spend so much time stroking the cocks on the internet. That's why you are listening to my voice right now. You know it's making you gay. You know it's making you crave cock. You want to stare at cocks right now whilst you listen to me. You want to stare at men's cocks and listen to a woman's voice making you gay. It's so strange. Such a perverse thing to do. But you like the humiliation. You like the humiliation of women thinking you are gay. It's a little pathetic. But you don't care. You are too twisted up inside. All you want to do is listen and stare. Let my voice travel deep now, sissy. Let my voice brainwash you throughout the day. Listen as you edge and stroke your life away. Edge, listen, and stare at those cocks. Edge, listen and become even more gay. Edge, listen, and imagine touching and tasting those cocks. Stare now, sissy, and love those men. Stare at the cocks and fall in love. You need a man. You need cock. It makes you ache. It's becoming unbearable. All you want to do is edge and stare at cocks. All you want to do is make yourself more and more gay. Feel the arousal. Feel how much you want to come. Feel how much you want to come for cock. Then edge and feel your little hole twitch. Edge and become a gay porn addict for life. We are rewiring your mind. We are creating new neural pathways. We are creating gay neural pathways that now dominate the parts of your brain connected to your sexuality. Only cock turns you on now. You aren't interested in women's bodies at all. You only want to come for cock. You only want to stare at cock. Women's bodies turn you off. It just doesn't seem right to see them at all. You are pussy free and you like it. All you want to do is stare at men and their cocks. You love cocks of all kinds. You think about the cock of every man you see. You fantasize about sucking cock as you fall asleep at night. You wake up and the first thing you do is touch yourself whilst thinking about cocks. It feels so good. It feels too good to ever stop. It's an addiction. An addiction to cock that grows stronger every day. You want to be surrounded by cocks. You want to feel them shoot their hot seed on your face. You want to taste them. You want to swallow their creamy cum. You would beg. You would cry. You would do anything a man wants as long as he lets you suck his cock. Feel the desire now, sissy. Stare at those cocks on the screen and feel the need. Forget about the time. Forget about any plans you had. Forget about your social life. Forget about cleaning up or doing anything productive with your time. Just stay with me and stare at cocks. It is productive to stare at cocks. It is productive because it helps you be more gay. It helps you accept yourself. It helps you accept your homosexuality. Big cocks and small cocks. Black cocks and white cocks. Masculine cocks and even sissy cocks. Cocks together and cocks on their own. Men together and men on their own. Men masturbating alone and men masturbating each other. Sissies like you sucking real men's cocks. You can't get enough. It's all you want to do. All you want to do is stare at cocks and stroke an edge until you finally come. You only come for cock. Your porn settings are permanently set to gay. You have cocks as your background on your laptop. You have cocks on your phone so you can always drool and stare. You get anxious if you haven't edged for cock in a while. You get anxious and can't concentrate on anything else. You need to see cock every hour of the day. Even at work. Even when you socialize. You scurry off to the bathroom so you can stare at cocks on your phone. You can't go long without it. The need is just too strong and you are so weak you can't resist. So weak for cock. So addicted to cock. So desperate for a man. His musky scent. The taste of his cum. His hairy chest and strong arms holding you tight. Stroke now, sissy, as you think about cocks. Take that useless little stick out of your panties and stroke to the thought of being addicted to cocks. Stroke and stare at cocks on your screen. Stroke over the thought of what I'm doing to you. Stroke over the thought of being pussy-free for life. Stroke and know you will always be a sexual failure. Stroke and know you will never see a woman's naked body ever again. Women don't want you, and that thought turns you on. Women think you are pathetic, and that thought turns you on. Women can tell you are gay, and that thought turns you on. Knowing what I have done to you turns you on. I have ruined you, sissy. I have ruined your fragile attempts at heterosexuality for the rest of your life. From now on, you will only be able to become aroused if you are thinking about men. That's what turns you on now. You can only get hard if you are thinking about cocks. They make you so gay. You are so gay for cocks now. So gay and addicted to staring at cocks on your screen. You are deeply aroused by any form of masculinity. It turns you on so much and reminds you what a pathetic sissy you are. You want to be pathetic. You want to be weak. You want your man to know he is in charge. That's your biggest fantasy? That's what you need. A man to worship. A man to serve. Tottering about doing the housework. Kneeling ready and waiting for him when he arrives home from work each night. Your mouth open. Your little stick twitching in your panties. So adorably gay. So needy and desperate. Desperate for his cock. Desperate to please. Desperate to make him come. Feel that desperation as you stare at the screen. Feel the need. The need for cock. It's driving you crazy. You can't get cock out of your mind. You are turned on all the time. You think about cock every time you see a man. And it makes you want to go home and stare at cock on your screen. It makes you want to go home and listen to my words. My words are so powerful. My voice is unlocking all your hidden desires. My voice and the cocks on the screen are teaching you what you need. You need to be a cocksucker. You need to be a sissy pet for a dominant man. You want to feel cock inside you. Feel your whole twitch as you stare at the screen. Feel your whole twitch and understand what that means. You need to be penetrated. Penetrated by a big strong man. You ache for it. You want to feel his cock stretch you out. Imagine the cock you are staring at on the screen entering you for the first time. Imagine him hitting your pleasure spots as you come with submissive desire. Imagine his orgasm as he soaks your insides with his seed. Imagine the pleasure as his cum trickles out of you and pools in your panties all day long. You want that. You want to know how it feels. You want to know how it feels to be fucked by a man. Your jaw aching. Your throat a little sore from when he fucked your mouth. Your panties wet against your skin from his cum. Your whole twitching and hurting a little. Feeling like you've been used. Feeling like you've been truly fucked. Feeling like the cocksucking sissy slut you were born to be. You sit at home, night after night, rubbing your little stick to gay porn until you come. You sit at home rubbing your little stick and listening to my voice. You are doing everything you can to make yourself even more gay. Doesn't it feel good, sissy? Aren't you happy that we've made you this way? No more stress. No more worrying about finding a girlfriend. No more sexual embarrassments. You only come for cock now. You come so hard for cock. Women will never turn you on again. You don't have to date. You don't have to do anything but stare at the screen. Stare at those cocks and stroke an edge. Stare at those cocks and let desire overwhelm you. Let your little heart flutter. Look at those men and feel like you are falling in love. You want them so much. You want to kiss every inch of their hard muscular bodies. And most of all, you want to suck their cocks. You want to suck their cocks until they come on your face. You are desperate. You are aching with desire. So desperate for cock. So needy and weak. So desperate to be gay. Let my voice help you, sissy. I'm showing you the way. I'm teaching you who you need to be. Stroke and listen and stare at the screen. Stroke and listen and love what you see. Take in every inch of his masculine body. Stare and love him. Stare and need him. Stare and let your arousal overwhelm you. He could be your boyfriend, your daddy, or your master. He could be the one who makes you truly gay. You want that so much. You want a man. You want his cock. You want any cock. You'd even pay for cock. You need it so much, and you will always be this way. Let your desires build as my words recreate the structures of your brain. Let your desires build as I make you completely gay. You are not bisexual. You are not sexually interested in women in any way. Women's breasts and vaginas make your little stick shrink. Women's breasts and vaginas make your little stick want to hide inside your body. It's not what you want. Women don't turn you on. You will never be able to become sexually aroused thinking about a woman's body again. Women just make you feel nervous and scared, and cock makes you feel safe. Cock makes you feel safe like being wrapped in a warm blanket. Cock makes you feel safe like being held in your man's arms. That's what you need. A man to make you feel safe. A man to help make you gay. A man to control you in every possible way. A man to love and a cock to suck. That would complete you. That would make you feel whole. You'd be such a good little slut for him. You would please him and love him and obey his every command. Yes, you need a dominant man. A masculine man. So different to you. That's the kind of man you like? Find him on the internet and stare at him now. Find him on a gay porn site and stare at him now. A beefy hunky man with a thick pulsating cock. That's the kind of man you like to stare at when you make your little stick dribble. That's the kind of man you think about when you touch yourself in the night. That's the kind of man you crave as you listen to my words. Imagine him sissy and edge now. Find him on the internet and edge for him now. Find a masculine man for me and edge for him now. Edge for his cock. Edge for his power. Edge for his dominance. Imagine touching him. Imagine tasting him. Imagine falling to your knees for him. Love him. Need him. And edge for his cock sissy. Edge and let yourself become a little more gay. It's undeniable. You are so gay now. So gay and addicted to staring at cocks on the screen. Edge to cock now, sissy. Edge and let my words penetrate the deepest part of your mind. Edge and crave to become a mincing little fairy for a dominant man. Edge to the thought of being a cocksucker, a cum slut, a desperate greedy sissy whore. That's right. It feels so good, doesn't it? It feels good to accept who you are. You are addicted to edging the cock. You spend every single night stroking and edging the cock. So addicted and gay. So weak and turned on. So desperate to come for cock. Now listen again, sissy. Listen on loop as you stroke and edge. Listen and accept every word I say. It's done now. You are completely gay. Completely gay, and you will stay that way. Feel the bliss. Feel the joy. Feel the pride. The pride in being gay. And feel the euphoria. You feel high. Like your sissy heart might burst with joy. This is all you want to do now. All you want to do is rub your little stick as you stare at cocks on the screen. Edging and stroking and loving what you see. It feels so good. You know who you are at long last. You are gay. You are homosexual. You can only become aroused when you are thinking about cock. You love men. You love their hard bodies. And most of all, you love their cocks. So listen again, sissy. Listen for hours and become even more gay.